Jesus spoken from the throne of his cross are so vital. It's as God says in Scripture, vengeance is mine, I will repay. If someone hurt you physically or emotionally, if someone take your possessions, steal from you, lie to you, lie about you, if someone ruined your reputation, cut off your income, crippled your savings, destroyed your health, yes, they owe you. What will you do about it? Others are watching. Others are praying. Children, parents, neighbors, classmates, co-workers, fellow church members, they all see what you do, how you live, in and with forgiveness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is true that we live in a broken world. Ruined relationships are all around us. Sin occurs, and sin reoccurs, even 70 times, 70 times. Forgiveness means not allowing an evil done to you to separate you from God. For if you refuse to forgive any person, Jesus tells us, even someone who owes you, your Father who art in heaven, will indeed promise and has promised to forgive your trespasses as you forgive those who trespass against you. Thus, if you refuse to forgive, means you refuse God's forgiveness for you. The consequences of such activity are eternal separation and death. God forgives you without condition. He also gives you the heart to forgive. And that's the important part of this text today. For you may have strength to forgive some sins, but not everyone. Christ in you gives you strength to forgive unconditionally and completely, to forgive 70 times 7 and beyond. Forgiveness is a fruit of faith. It relies on God's power, not your inner strength. Faith knows God works all things for good, even for doormats like Joseph, who was thrown into a well and sold into slavery and lied about. He trusted the word and promise of God, and the Lord worked in all of the troubles so Joseph would have even greater faith. He had the opportunity to pay his brothers back for years of suffering. He did pay them back. He paid them back with God's heart, not his heart. Here, dear friends, is the contrast between faith and unbelief. It is the type of heart you have been given in your baptism. Your heart displays faith in how you forgive. You begin by receiving God's word, partaking of his body and blood. There the Spirit works even greater faith in you to forgive. Grudges do not start instantly, but by God's power they stop instantly, even when you have been wronged beyond 70 times 7. Your source of power to forgive is not from within, but from the cross. Believing in Jesus means that you trust God is working in your life when people hate you and hurt you. Even through people who hate and hurt you, God works. Even though you have done hateful and hurtful things toward God, he forgives you in the name of Jesus. It's on this reality that you need to depend, that you too may have the ability to forgive. If there is human, you forgive divine. I don't know if Alexander Pope knew exactly what he was saying, but it is really true. Apart from your being reconnected to God through the cross of your Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot truly forgive. You must have his divine life in you. Then you can. Then you will forgive. You will do this in the joy of salvation and in the power of the name of Jesus. Jesus says, if you don't forgive,